Good morning and welcome to the Sunday edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here with the Inside Outside Guys on AM 760 WJR. We've got a very fast, exciting 2 hours ahead of you today. We are broadcasting, as you heard, from Kearns Brothers Plymouth Showroom. And on this somber anniversary of 9/11, this show is going to be about veterans and those who gave back to our country after the horrible incident that happened 21 years ago today, right? Yeah. And, hey, partner, you there?
You bet I am. Yeah.
Listen, I know you can't be here because you committed and you commit every year to this day to go out and sweat your butt off and just walk like crazy to help out wounded soldiers. And tell people, how are you doing that today, buddy?
Well, there's a charitable event sponsored by the Fallen and Wounded Soldiers Fund that's held at West Wind Golf Course every year, and I've been doing it since its inception, so I couldn't miss it this year. But we are going to be talking, Ken, in the next few minutes to a gentleman that's on the board of directors of the Fallen and Wounded Soldiers Fund, Mr. Paul Rule, who is highly vested in the issues you and I will be talking about today. He's got a daughter who's a lieutenant colonel that's flown 195 combat missions in Afghanistan. He's got a son that's a lieutenant in the Air Force. So he is vested in these topics today.
Could you be any more vested than that?
You know, I tried. I talked to him a couple times, and I said, how do you go to sleep at night as a parent? I mean, when my kids are away at college, I can't sleep at night.
You're right.
He said, you just pray a lot, which we all do, right?
Absolutely. And this organization that Paul belongs to and that you're off with today supporting has 100% is 100% volunteer organization. And, you know, Chuck, we all know about nonprofits. And some nonprofit people get paid really well. Not this organization. 97% of what the Wounded Soldier Fund gets goes directly to the troops. 3% goes to legal and accounting fees. The rest goes directly to the troops. So you're doing a great thing today, Chuck. Hopefully you get your second hole in one, right?
God bless you. That would be just wonderful. We parred the first two holes. We had a shotgun start maybe 40 minutes ago. But we did buy some mulligans, so later on we may use those, Ken.
Well, probably around 16 or 17, your shoulder's going to start dropping. You're going to get a little sore. You know, I got two guys sitting in front of me that golfed with you just, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago.
And, that's right.
Yeah, we had some good laughs today talking about your golf game.
That's good that you guys found a topic you could get into.
We should have got some video for it, eh, partner? So, Chuck, everyone remembers where they were, 9/11. And what the one thing I think, Mike, you can agree with this. One thing that it did is that Admiral Yamamoto, after Pearl Harbor, said that he's afraid that all they did is woke a sleeping giant and filled him with a great resolve. Yep. And that's what they did to us again at 9/11. And there has never been a time in that's the only thing I can relate it to is Pearl Harbor, how the country came together after Pearl Harbor way before I was alive. But I do remember how the country came together after 9/11. And there were no Democrats, there were no Republicans, there were no liberals, there were no religion, nothing mattered but the country. And every year, especially right now in this political climate we're in, if we can just remember that the country comes first.
You know, that's why I like the brochure that they published for this outing, and they've got one tomorrow that Paul may mention when we chat with him shortly, in West Bloomfield, if I'm not mistaken. But that's why they labeled it Patriots Day. Because I like what you said. There's no Democrats. There's no Republicans. There's only people that love this country and care about this country.
Right. Right. And there's a lot of us. So we're going to be speaking to a lot of them today. So stick around. Hey, partner, hit them long. Hit them straight. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be talking to Paul Rule coming up shortly.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Thank you, sir. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. Hey, everybody. As you know, the InsideOutsideGuys.com is here for you 24/7. And fall's coming. That means the rain is coming. And if by any chance you see any moisture, any rain in that basement, we want you to contact Foundation Systems of Michigan. Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside, guys. As you heard, broadcasting live from the Kearns Brothers studio. Today we are honoring veterans. A little bit later on this show, we're going to be talking to a veteran that Kearns Brothers recently blessed with a new roof and announcing a winner for another new roof giveaway veteran. Great stuff. Chuck and I just love to be a part of it. And you heard Chuck a minute ago talk about Mr. Paul Rule, who's from the Wounded Soldiers Fund. Paul, are you with us, buddy?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for having me on. I really, really appreciate it.
Paul, do us a favor. Tell us a little bit about your organization and how you got involved with it, please.
Sure. Be glad to do it. Fallen Wounded Soldiers Fund was started about 17 years ago by Chris Cornelius. And I had one active duty child. My oldest daughter was a combat pilot in the United States Air Force, although she's been promoted to lieutenant colonel, works at the Pentagon, and flies a desk right now. She was a combat pilot in Afghanistan, two tours, 195 combat missions, and so I had some serious skin in the game, as you might say. And I was introduced to Chris Cornelius by a mutual friend, and he asked if I would be interested in being on the board of directors for Fallen Wounded. And Fallen Wounded Soldiers Fund is a Michigan-specific group. We are not affiliated with any national group. There's a lot of national groups out there that do a wonderful job. Anybody who helps the troops is on our team. But we wanted to bite off as much as we could chew. So this is for Michigan wounded vets, and this all started as a result of 9/11. So it's 9/11 forward. They have to either be a Michigan native or in Michigan now, some sort of Michigan connection. Although we do help Vietnam vets and such, our major focus is on wounded vets from 9/11 forward. One of the things that I'm very, very proud to be associated with this organization for is 97% of what we take in goes directly to the troops. This is a 100% volunteer organization. Nobody takes a salary. Nobody gets reimbursed for mileage. If we take a guy out to dinner or a gal out to dinner, we don't send in expenses. This is a labor of love. We have a number of vets on the organization. Right now, I actually have two of my adult children are Air Force officers. My youngest son, Jacob, is a first lieutenant. And both of them have security clearances, which allow them to say absolutely nothing to me about what they do. So my conversations with them are a bit curious. How's the weather down in Alabama, Jacob? Well, hot, Dad. And but he can't talk about his work, and Michelle at the Pentagon can't talk about her work. But what really touches my soul is that we are helping somebody's Michelle. We are helping somebody's Jacob. By the grace of God, it's not my children who need the help of the Fallen and Wounded Soldiers Fund, but somebody else's Michelle does, and somebody else's Jacob does. And I really personalize this myself. I've had the great privilege and emotional opportunities to visit these fallen and wounded soldiers and sailors and Marines and airmen and Coasties. And these are what heroes really look like. Young men, young women willing to put their lives on the line for folks like us. And when they get wounded, the Veterans Administration can take up to 2 years to decide whether they're 50% disabled or 80% disabled. And in the interim, they get nothing. And I'll say that again, in the interim, they get nothing. And a lot of what we do is fill that gap for the 18 months or 24 months to keep them off the streets, to keep them fed. 50% of what we pay out goes either to pay rents and mortgages or emergency housing to keep these heroes off the street. We purchased a building in Canton a couple years ago now and refurbished it, and it's like a comfortable, like Tom Baudet used to say about the Motel 6. They're clean, comfortable rooms, and we can hold up to 8 vets, and it's got a common room with pool table and a kitchen. But we can immediately, today, find housing for somebody who's homeless, a veteran who's homeless. And so I can ramble on, I suppose. If you have questions that you'd like to ask me, I'd be more than happy to ask them, or I can continue with my...
Fallen Wounded Soldiers Fund. The website is fwsf.org or 1-800-397-3729. This is how people can contact you to get a hold of you. We will share this information on our website, Paul. And with me right now, I just want to introduce you to Mike Kearns and Mark Kramer. And Mike Kearns also is a military veteran. And what you're doing for the veterans, what Mike's doing for the veterans, what Kearns Brothers doing for the veterans, so those men are heroes. No doubt.
They are.
But so are you, my friend. You are who I talked about when I started this show, that when 9/11 happened, how we all came together. There was no political affiliation. It was just us as Americans. And you right now and Kearns Brothers are keeping that tradition. You don't ask what political affiliation these men are. You don't ask what religion they are. You ask if they need help, and you help them. The same thing that Kearns Brothers is doing right now. That, in my book, makes you guys heroes as well.
Well, I'm humbled by your very kind words. As I said earlier, though, I mean, I've got some serious skin in the game. You know, I have two of my children, adult children, the two of my children that have chosen this honorable path to defend people they don't know. And I joke with them sometimes, and if they did know them, they may not even like them. But they don't care. Their sworn duty is to defend all enemies foreign and domestic. To defend us against all enemies foreign and domestic. They don't ask, we don't ask anything about them except what branch were you in, how are you wounded, how can we help? And it's, can I share an anecdote with you? It's kind of a little bit more lighthearted, but gives you an example of what we can do. Would you mind if I do that?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
I'll give a first name. This guy's name was Tony. Fortunately for Tony, I mean, he had parents who were active in his life, but he had no place to stay. So he and his wife and their three little girls were living literally in his parents' basement as he recovered. And as he was recovering, he had an opportunity to get a job, but he had an old beater that had a transmission that was shot, and he needed, I don't know, his transmission cost $1,000, $1,200 to fix it. And I was talking to Tony and said, sir, I have no way to get to work. I want to support my own family. Can you help me? And I knew that we could. So I went a little extra. I said, so Tony, tell me about your family. Well, I got three little girls. I think they were 3, 5, and 7 or whatever it was, but it was like that. They were 2 years apart and there were three of them. It was near Christmas. And I said, well, Tony, what are you going to do for your girls for Christmas? He said, sir, I got nothing. And I said, okay. I talked to our board. We agreed to pay for his transmission. And by the way, we pay a lot of these bills. We pay direct. And nobody loves these troops more than I do. But some of these guys are on pain meds. They're struggling with alcoholism and such. So we'll pay rents directly. We pay utilities directly. In this case, we pay the repair shop directly.
Paul, that's absolutely phenomenal. I know we're going to be running out of time soon. And Mike Kearns has a question he wants to get into.
Please, Mike. And Mike, I got one for you, too, by the way. So you and I need to exchange numbers. The guy needs a roof. And I'll get to you.
Well, that's perfect. That's exactly right up our alley. And we are so excited to wake up this morning and know that this is what we're able to do today. And I'm sure you had that same excitement this morning. What a great day for us. And couldn't be a more important cause. My three generations for us, my dad and myself and my brother and my youngest son, all served. So we think the world of what you're doing and the effort and the energy and the passion that you bring to our veterans and the total group of people that are involved. We just think it's amazing, and we can't thank everybody enough.
Well, Mike, it's humbling what you do as well. And I truly do have a roof job for you, by the way. So we're going to get this taken care of offline. But I'll finish my story. And I told Tony that I'd get his transmission fixed if he sent me his Christmas list for his three girls. And he said to me, are you serious, sir? I said, I'm serious as a heart attack. Of course, I was making it up on the spot. So he sent me a Christmas list for his three girls. And so not only did we get his transmission fixed, but we got his Christmas list for his three girls. These are not a one-size-fits-all thing. One guy needed diapers for his newborn. He had nothing. and others need rent paid, others need food, others need the roof fixed. And God bless you for doing that, Mike, because I can't do that. I'm a chemist. I don't know anything about fixing roofs. But it's a joy to talk to other folks who see needs and they fill those needs. And I'll tell you, there's others who could use your services. So I'm glad that you're part of this program again today. It's an ever-growing network, and we find other folks, like-minded patriots, who love our troops and want to help them. And they have specific needs, as you know, Mike, and you've got the ability to fix them.
Paul Rowe, thank you so much for coming on with today. Fallen Wounded Soldier Fund, 800-397-3729. Everybody, this is a fund that you want to donate to. They need your help. They're helping people that helped us. Thank you so much for calling in today, Paul.
Oh, and thank you for giving me the time. I appreciate it. God bless you guys. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome, my friend. Take care. Hey, we're going to make this next segment the Inside Outside Guys, brought to you by McFarland Painting. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. We're doing things a little different today. My partner is out helping out the Wounded Warriors Fund, and right here with us we have Mark Kramer and Mike Kearns. Guys, you are the co-hosts for the rest of the show. Let's talk some roofing. And my first question is, has the roller coaster even stopped? Has it slowed down from that started in 2020? I mean, what's 2020 looking like, guys?
You know, it's improved a lot. Things got a little hairy there for a while, but the situation's kind of stabilized in the construction industry. You know, the people and the companies who had their game plans really lined up, we survived. We made it through. So we're very fortunate for that. We don't take that for granted. That's not by happenstance. That's by design. But, yeah, things are kind of turning around. Materials are available. Labor's, you know, kind of back at homeostasis where everything's functioning smooth.
So life's getting a little bit easier on that end.
Well, easy now. On that end, yes.
On that end. Well, we are now into month number 9 of 2022. Mm-hmm. And how is 2022 going?
Well, you can, so, you know, I've roofed in Ohio. Now I can say I've roofed in Michigan. And you guys prepare for winters a little differently up here, I'd say. You can tell we're getting into that season because in the last 45 days, we've done 30% of our revenue. So to say that people are gearing up for wintertime would probably be a dramatic understatement.
Well, you're from Ohio, and you guys are a little softer down there, especially when it comes to the wintertime and the cold weather, right? We have to be tough up here. It's like Alaska, yeah. You know.
Well, and football. They're not that good either.
And once again, we're proving the point I made earlier about how we can all get along when it comes to America, because you got a Michigan fan, an Ohio State fan over there, and we actually like each other, right? Don't we?
We actually do. And we're all Big Ten, so it's all good. Yeah, but what a great year, honestly, right? So we are so excited about this year and what it brings. After COVID and the whole supply chain problem, to be able to execute things as well as we used to, and even better than we used to. I mean, we can get a roof done for people in 2 or 3 weeks from now. So we have the supplies, we got the people.
Wow.
We can get out there, get it done. So if you're preparing for winter, which I know we all are, or if you haven't started yet, we love you guys. Come out, you procrastinators, come out.
And you said the C word, so I want to remind people, when COVID hit, of course, everyone just said, stop. All right? Not Kearns Brothers. Kearns Brothers knew people roofs would still be leaking. You had to keep your guys busy. You wanted to keep your guys busy, and you gave me a call and Chuck a call and said, look, guys, anyone who needs a roof repaired, if they're leaking, put it out there. We'll come out. We'll take care of it for no charge. That was an awesome thing you guys did. This country needed help. People needed help, and you guys stepped up and helped out a lot of our listeners at the time.
Well, you know, the basis of today's show is about veterans and giving and being part of a solution, right?
Amen.
The veterans, of course, going out there and defending the country, but all of us are part of a vibrant, dynamic community and a great state. And it's all about that, right? It's connecting with the community and giving. You know, we were at the March of Dimes event a couple weeks ago, and we were a big sponsor of that. That was huge, and what a great day. Like today is. When I woke up, Mark and I said, are we the luckiest guys in the world? What a great day.
Right.
And we're giving to people and taking care of people in our community.
And it fills your heart. I can tell by listening to you guys. Yeah. It just fills your heart. And I didn't say it. Someone else came up with it, that much is given, much is expected, right?
Yes.
I know it's not an exact quote, but that you live that. You absolutely live that.
Well, you know, The community has been amazing to Kearns Brothers, right? Let's start with that. 36 years in business, the community has supported us. And we then stand by our vows to take care of the community. So our warranties, our people, the way we deal with people on a day-to-day basis, it's about integrity, but it's also about care, right? So we really care about the people in our community. So people go, you're kind of an unusual roofing contractor. I'm like, yeah, no, we're just a really good business and a really good community.
Mike, I first remember had to be, 10 years ago when I heard my first advertisement riding down the road for a company that was looking to hire people. So they didn't spend the money trying to get the word out about their company, how good they were. They spent money trying to get people into their company. And that really was a change. And companies like Kearns Brothers, the companies that, and you keep saying it, put others first, including your employees. I've been here to your salespeople. You guys make them breakfast. You know, you've built a culture here at Kearns Brothers from the bottom all the way up to the top that it's about others. It's not about Kearns Brothers. It's about the team, the family here. And not a lot of companies have that.
Well, that's unfortunate for them, and it's important for our community. It's really unfortunate for all of us because we all live in this community and we all give. And Mark Kramer's sitting alongside of me, and he is a dynamic young man who believes exactly in that all those same values. So the company is in such good hands with, really, I couldn't be more excited about the future for us because I can't go on forever, folks. And I would love to, but I can't do this forever.
Oh, you look like you got some years left in
tea's got.
Yeah, you're going to have to chase me out of this place. There's no doubt about it. But with a guy like Mark, we're doing dynamic, exciting things and continuing to give to the community and be involved.
Well, I see everybody sitting in this room. And before we are Kearns Brothers, all of us, we're fathers. We're family men. All of us. Yeah. And that is the – I remember Dr. Laura, I think she saw it to where people would say, what are you? Well, I'm my kid's mom. Because that's what you are. That's more important than being a roofer. And that's what this culture is all about.
Yeah. So our identity is the same. We're all family men. We're all lovers of our wives and kids. But our role is to show up every day and make an impact in our community, and we take that serious. And I actually saw something the other day that kind of struck me, and I didn't realize, Mike, you probably didn't realize that you did this either, but there's three M's to a successful business person. The first one is to master your craft. And then once you've got your craft mastered, it then switches to mentor. Train those to underneath you to master the craft as well. But where Mike is at and where I'm really getting excited to be a part of too is after those two M's are done, you make a difference. And so that's where Mike's at in his life. He's making a difference, not just in the roofing industry, but for the community, for those around him. But he's still, make no mistake, making a huge impact in the roofing industry as well.
You know what? That is so awesome that Mark says that, because my wife says I'm sunsetting, and I don't really like that term.
Tell her to call me.
We're all sunsetting a little bit. And we get to our – look, you and I have been in this game about the same amount of time, and it's time to let the young guys take it over. It's time for us to not so much go into the sunset, stay over, I guess, kind of like a hovering parent, right?
Yep. Well, like Mark said, it's more about mentoring and teaching. Yes. At this level, and that is a giving back in its own way.
Yeah.
Right? So the retirement police showed up at my house the other day in a golf cart, black hide Bermuda shorts, black socks, and they said, it's time to go to Florida. I'm like, not yet, man, not yet. I got so much work to do here still.
He could hear the steel drum of Jimmy Buffett playing in the background.
That's great. That's great. Well, let's make something clear. Your rooftop giveaways, they're give back to the veterans. Nothing that you have to do. It's something that you choose to do because you want to give back to your community. How does someone make more of a difference in that? I mean, the people you have given these rooftops to, I believe the first one was in Westland a couple of years ago, if I remember right. That he was an 83-year-old veteran that spent, I think, almost 30 years in the military. He didn't have the money for a rooftop. You guys took care of that man.
Yep. Yeah, I think he actually signed up for a roof with us, and then something happened in his life, and he couldn't execute it. He didn't have the resources anymore.
Well, that happened to your next one, Jim and Josie out in Garden City.
Oh, Jim and Josie, yeah. They had signed up for a roof as well, and their air conditioner went out. And I'll never and I know Jim and I know Josie pretty well at this point, but they called in, and in Josie's voice, we can't do both, Mark. Yeah, well, we can.
Yeah, you can. You can. And then you gave one away in Brighton, I believe. We'll talk about that. And then introduce the last one you gave away. And then the next one you're giving away. coming up a little bit later on in the show. Hey, you're listening to the Inside Outside Guys. If you need help with your heating and cooling system before the winter hits, get a clean and check by Sharon's Heating, Cooling, and Air Conditioning. You heard the man. We're broadcasting live from the Kearns Brothers studio on this 9/11 anniversary. And we are highlighting, not highlighting, but we're talking about Kearns Brothers and the work they do, great work they do for all of our listeners and the people around Southeast Michigan, along with what they do for our veterans. So, guys, one of the things that we've really heard a lot about companies, because everyone is so busy and they can't find people. We're getting emails, not about any of our team partners, but how hard a time listeners are having getting people back when there's an issue. And we gotta give it to that they are just so busy trying to make money. They don't have time to keep people happy, which is a sin against, you know, a sin. If you're in this business, you got to keep people happy, especially long term. And those are probably issues I'm guessing Kearns Brothers has dealt with. I know you've dealt with the labor issue. How do you deal with that?
Well, you got to take care of the people, right? You put a warranty out behind the work that you do, and if you can't stand up for that, where is your integrity? I mean, it's just, how would you sleep at night? It would be the worst thing ever. And I hear what you say, that people have limited resources, but some companies choose to use that resource instead of standing behind their warranty to go make money. Wow, somebody paid you their hard-earned money, and they want you to stand behind what you sold them. I mean, that's just the most basic handshake agreement, right, you could ever have, and you can't break that.
Amen. And when you buy a roof, that roof is meant to not get water in your house. That's what you bought it for. And if it's getting water in somebody's house, how dare you go, yeah, we'll get to it when you get a chance.
You know, you call us, we have dedicated people to answer the phones. They give you a service appointment time, and we show up during that service appointment time. Imagine that, right? This is what we do, and we take care of business. Does everything work perfect in anybody's world? No, it doesn't. I don't care if you're selling the best car in the world. Sometimes we have issues, right? Sometimes they have a recall, something happens. But you stand up behind that. Amen. And, of course, we also stand up for our clients behind things that we had nothing to do with. Sometimes if somebody has a branch that falls on a roof or a certain windstorm issue or whatever, you know, we're always there for them. So we come out and take a look at it, and we give them good guidance. If it's not under our warranty because it's something else,
right,
we can guide them along the way.
Let me tell you a story I heard about Mike Kearns and Kearns Brothers. Many years ago I heard this story. I was in Canton when I was selling more concrete. And a lady had mentioned, and you said you've been in business 37 years and you've had problems. We've all had problems. I've been on the job site where we look at the weather. I know you guys know this. No rain's expected anywhere in Michigan. You guys get a rooftop over and a cloud just happens to appear right above you guys. And that was the situation with this lady once your crew had left. And she said she called in and you personally were at her house late at night with some other guys to take care of that. And she even said it was so wonderful because I knew it would be taken care of. Once I knew there was a problem, Mike was on it, I didn't worry. Mike, I'm guessing the story at that time she told was 20 years ago, and you're still doing the same thing.
Yeah. But now...
I'm guessing now it'd be him coming out.
Yes. Yes.
Mark's coming out.
So now we have younger, dynamic, excited people who do the same thing. And that warms my heart.
Yes. Right?
And I can name it. It's just not Mark. It's Micah. It's not just not Micah. It's Jeff Kraft. Yeah. It's not just Jeff Kraft. It's Rob Rydell. And those gentlemen I just named started with me 10, 15 years ago. Now they're in their mid-30s. You know, they got kids. They were all talking about their football, their coaches, their this, where their kids are going. Now they're in high school. Some of the kids, it's like, oh, how did that happen? But these dynamic young men are doing the exact same thing. And yeah, we take care of the people.
We often get a call that it blows my mind when it happens, but probably once or twice a month we get somebody calling in saying, hey, can you come out and fix my roof? We're like, yeah, what's going on with it? And they tell us it's leaking, whatnot. How old is it? It's 2 years. Well, wait a minute. What's going on with the roofer that installed it? Are they not willing to come out and take a look? No, can't get a hold of them. And to us, that is just the most bizarre concept to just leave your customers high and dry. Yes, it costs you money to go fix these things. Guess what? That's part of doing not business, but great business.
Amen.
And so that's, it's weird. It's weird to hear those calls, but we do. We go out and help them any way we can.
Oh, we get those emails all the time in every part of the house you can imagine, and it is very disappointing, and we give them people like you or give them your number and say, go. Matter of fact, I did that for you not too long ago. Someone right here in Plymouth, a lady had an issue with her roof.
Yeah.
And I actually sent you a text and asked you to take care of her on Monday, and I'm sure you did. And
yep.
It's a relationship that we have.
You know, some of the heartbreaking thing about somebody who river or doesn't stand behind his products is I have had to stand there in front of people and say, can you help me? And I'm like, you paid a lot of hard-earned money to get good products, and those products are on your roof. They're just not installed well.
Right.
And I really can't fix a bad installation. I can't magically go up there and change that. We can chase it around because that's what you're going to do, because
right.
a bad installation is
right.
going to show up all over. And at different times, right? So it's just heartbreaking when you can't go, I can fix that. I'm like, we can fix it today, but when the next issue shows up.
Yeah, exactly. And it's business. This is still business. So if you go up there and you repair that issue, that up to your, now you own that roof. You own that roof. And that's, you just can't do that.
Yep,
what you can do best is remove and replace that roof and put the Kearns Brother guarantee on it.
And then you're good. And then you can sleep well.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Let's talk roof inspections. Let's talk what's involved in a roof inspection.
Sure.
Mark, can you talk to that?
Yeah, so it's especially right now.
Free roof inspections.
That is, yes. Let's lead with that word, yes. But right now, more than anything, it's super, super important to get that roof inspected. As we mentioned earlier, we're having an influx of homeowners wanting to get their roofs replaced right now, getting them repaired coming into the wintertime. But let's face it, people don't climb up on the roofs. I don't blame them. I do it for you because we've got the right equipment. But that said, you got to have this roof inspected. If you've got a roof that's 15, 20 years old, it's original to the home, you haven't had it inspected recently, please understand that there are things on a roof that do go bad with time. You've got soil boots, which are protective rings around your plumbing stacks that can leak. Your flashings can begin to fail. Anywhere where there's exposed nails with caulking over it from 15 years past, sometimes those things start to fail. And so it's not just a matter of don't call just because it's causing your kitchen ceiling to fall down. That's obvious. But if you've got an older roof, why not have it inspected? It's totally free, and it gives you at least peace of mind or a strategy moving into the years coming or even in the immediate to make sure that you don't fall victim to something crazy going on.
And I want to make this clear. We've heard from listeners, quite a few listeners, that you've gone out and gave a roof inspection to and said, you don't need us right now.
Absolutely.
You may need us in 5 years. You may need us in 10 years. Here's our quote, but you don't need us right now. So I don't want people to think this is an opportunity for you to come out and try to sell a roof, because it absolutely is not. You guys sell plenty of roofs. You're plenty busy.
Yeah, so we, especially in the storm restoration side of things, there's a lot of companies that are going 100 miles an hour generating storm restoration business, and we get a lot of phone calls based off of that as residual calls because they're saying, hey, I'm seeing all my neighbors get the roofs replaced. Can you come take a look and see what's going on? But in the storm restoration world, we tell more homeowners that you don't have enough damage to take action than we do to tell them to take action.
Right.
So it just because you're in a storm-riddled area does not mean you need a new roof. It just simply doesn't mean that. And that's why it's so important to actually have it inspected.
Absolutely. And anyone that has a roof inspected from Kearns Brothers right now and needs a new roof and picks Kearns Brothers, you have a special for them for the Inside Outside Guys listeners?
We do. We do offer 10% off for any of the listeners who mention that. So make sure, and again, with the rising cost of roofs, I know it's stabilized a little bit, but they're still incredibly expensive. Take action, utilize our financing if you need to, but get this stuff in before the winter hits, because it's really hard to fix it when it's under a foot of snow.
that's a good point. What are some of, going into the winter, guys, what are some of the things that people want to look at to know if they can see from, should they, we always hear them taking a binoculars and looking at it. Is that really, will that show them what they want, or do you really need to get up there?
Well, it'll show the obvious.
Okay.
If you've got some shingles missing, things like that, and I can't stress this to you enough. If it's not leaking now, but you have shingles missing, that doesn't mean that it doesn't leak. There are slow leaks that occur that are things that where by the time you address it, it's rotted the substrate underneath it, and there's just, it's compounding as far as an issue. But things that you really want to pay attention to right now, from a homeowner's perspective, the obvious is if there's missing shingles, if you've got leaking. But bottom line, if you have a roof that's aging, in our climate, the cutoff to where you really want to have it annually inspected starts at about 15 years. And so at the end of the day, no matter what, the safest play you can have is a trained specialist to go up there from us, take a look at this thing, and give you at least peace of mind or a list of things to take action on or pay attention to.
A trained specialist being the key word.
Knowing, correct.
Knowing yes. What to look for. Yeah. So it being going into wintertime, we always have a saying, Chuck and I say, the house that has the most snow on it wins. During a snowstorm. Explain that to people, how important that is.
So there's a lot of science behind a roof, believe it or not. I try to explain this to my wife all the time, that I am a borderline scientist. She's not really completely bought in yet, but I'm close. But there is science behind it, and it has to do with ventilation and heat moving throughout that attic space. And if you don't have snow on your roof, you've got it maybe around the edges or the gutter lines, but you look at all your neighbors and they have just mountains of beautiful white snow up there, you've got an issue. You've got heat escaping. And when that heat's escaping through that attic space, it's creating a thaw and freeze cycle. And that thaw and freeze cycle will cause you issues. Everybody's probably heard of them if you've lived in Michigan for a period of time, but ice dams are kind of one of those cuss words that we say around here. But it is a legitimate thing, and it's something that can cause an extreme amount of damage to your interior. So if you don't have snow on your roof and all your neighbors do, that's not a celebration time. That's a time to call
us. It's not a self-melting roof.
Correct. Correct.
No matter what anyone else says, right?
No matter what they say.
Hey, when we get back from break, which is in a couple minutes, we're going to talk about the rooftop giveaway, the last winner. We're going to announce the new winner. But project managers, crew leaders for your company, let's talk about them, because they are always hired from within. Not always, but for the most part, hired from within. Speak about how important they are to Kearns Brothers and the homeowner.
So it's not, when you think of buying a roof, what most people pay attention to is a sales process. What color am I getting? How's it going to go on? What's it going to do as far as efficiency of my, ventilation and all these things. But a lot of people don't actually care or look forward into that point where it's time for production. And that's where we put an emphasis on. Yes, the sales process is a dog and pony show. That's where you get to see the Corvette in the showroom. That's where it's exciting and fun. But for us, the true value is having a roof installed properly. The only way you can do that is to have the right individuals on the job. We have the right guys on the job every time. We inspect every roof before we send an invoice for it. We don't want your money until we know that this thing's going to last.
A GAF roofing system from Kearns is what people are going to get once they call Kearns Brothers. Hey, stick around. We have a whole another hour in front of us. We're going to introduce the last receiver of the rooftop giveaway, and the new person coming in for the rooftop giveaway. We are honoring veterans today at Kearns Brothers on this 9/11. We're going to make this next segment the Inside Outside Guys, brought to you by Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning. From our friends from Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions, did you know that water can help start your day with increased energy levels by boosting your metabolism? It can also help get rid of those morning aches and pains by lubricating and cushioning your joints. With the convenience of reverse osmosis purified water right in your home, it's easier than ever to give your body that energy boost you need. Visit BeauchampWater.com, or you can go to theinsideoutsideguys.com and find Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions. I hate to use the word celebrating, but we're honoring people that gave back, particularly in after 9/11. And one thing I remember very well, guys, is when 9/11 happened, how the recruiting offices started lining up. I mean, when that happened to this country, I remember watching on the news that they were having a hard time getting everybody in as fast as the guys wanted to go in. And those guys were heroes. They answered the call. And the last roof you gave away was to one of those gentlemen that went in just after 9/11 happened. And just like the one we're going to give away, he was nominated by his wife. And yeah. Mark, why don't you tell the story and introduce our next guest, please?
Yeah, so a real hero. He'll blush and tell you he's not, but he knows deep down who he is. And we met Joe New. His wife had sent an email in and said, I'd like to nominate my husband. Just a good-hearted American. He spent some time overseas and kind of signed up, and then shortly thereafter was thrown into the mix and the mayhem. And we did his roof. He has beautiful kids, beautiful wife, beautiful home, great life. He says he's got a nice boat. I'm yet to see that.
I'll get you out one day.
Okay, all right. But he became a real good friend of ours, and it seems to be that every time we do one of these things, whether it's a Vietnam vet or all the way down to one of the more recent veterans, we become really good friends, and we get something from them emotionally. But out of Joe, we met a really good friend, good buddy. He golfs with us now. He really has helped me look better with my swing.
It's hard to do.
but yeah, we couldn't have happened to a better guy. It really just couldn't.
Joe Noon, when I read your wife's letter, I mean, Mike Curran, you said it. How do you read that stuff and not tear up? I mean, you have to be dead not to tear up when you hear a wife, also like our next winner, honor their husband. See the sacrifice that their husband does and want to make their life easier. And then I met your wife, and what a wonderful lady. You are truly a blessed man, and I got a feeling you know that.
I do know that. it's hard to believe sometimes how lucky I am, truthfully, because, you know, like, people go and they have their families, and they my kids are my life. My wife, you know, we have this beautiful family, and they're all happy and healthy, and it's really, truly a blessing to have all that. And can't say enough about my whole family, really.
Well, we have all this because of people like you, because of people like Mike Kearns, because of people who went in the service and protect this country. Tell us a little bit about your service. How did you serve our country?
Well, so I joined 2002. I was still in high school, actually, and that was shortly after 9/11. The war hadn't even started yet. The war didn't start until 2003. Joined National Guard Infantry out of Michigan here, and shortly after basic training, they said, oh, hey, by the way, the war started. Good luck to you. So we went overseas, Baghdad, southeast Baghdad from 06 to 07. You know, we had our battles over there. We had our battles now. Some of the guys still have the battles now. And, you know, we're fighting them, and we're doing the best we can with what we got, you know. And it was a time in life that you can't replicate or duplicate, I guess you could say. It was something you can't and won't give back.
Because you would never give it back.
Never give it back. You know, it's something that it makes you who you are today. And that's why I have what I have now, is because I did what I did. You know, I have the life that I have, and I have the wife that I have, and the family that I have, because it's made me who I am.
Yes.
You know, the experience.
But I've also spoken to you, and you speak with a heavy heart about some of your brothers who've come back and maybe have not been able to travel the same road that you have, that things have not worked out as well for them. And there is a cost, right, and some of which you can't forget and you can't move past.
That's right. And there's the whole saying, that the whole 22 a day thing that you hear on the radio and then on the TV and stuff, it's a real thing. You know, unfortunately, we've lost more guys since coming back than we did overseas due to, you know, internal demons and their issues with life and things like that. And the 22 a day is real. And people don't realize that, or they think it's not real or whatever. It's real. And these guys fight these demons constantly, every day.
We can't even imagine. No. Anyone that's never been there, we can't even imagine what it's like to be there, and then imagine what it's like to live with it afterwards.
And so when we talk about heroes, right, we talk about those guys.
Yeah.
And we talk about what they deal with, and it's not just what they dealt with. It's what they continue to deal with. And so we are so fortunate to be part of something that's positive in that world, right, and in the giving back, as well as Paul, who spoke to us earlier today and about the veterans and what they're doing in the state of Michigan. So there's some great things and great people doing things, and we honor their sacrifice.
I told you guys Joe is a real hero.
Oh, yeah.
Well
let's meet another one, okay, guys?
Yeah.
And this next letter I'm about to read sounds just like your wife did, Joe. I mean, this man is blessed as well. So,
yep.
The man's name is Ken. Ken was an infantryman with the Marines in the 3rd Battalion, 3rd Marines, India Company. He served two tours of duty in Iraq between 2005 and 2009 and was happy to do so for the sake of our country. He has since continued to dedicate his civilian career working for the government maintaining weapons. That sounds like a cool job. He is the most wonderful husband and father who goes above and beyond in everything he does to make sure our 3-year-old son and soon-to-be infant daughter get what they need. We bought this house as an investment in our families, our children's future, well knowing it needed a new roof. Needless to say, that was 3 years ago, and it just seems to be getting worse. If Ken were to win this, you would help lift one of the many burdens he carries with him. And as a family, would be more grateful than words could describe. Thank you so much for this opportunity. It means more than you know, not only to us, but I'm sure to many others as well. Ken Hiltonen, are you with us, sir?
Yeah.
Do you believe it's real now?
Yeah, it seems legit now, yeah.
Congratulations, Ken.
Thank you.
I told you it was real, Ken. The way Mark comes at it sometimes doesn't seem real. It sounds like you went a car warranty or something. But
I can't get these things off my arm. I really can't. This is crazy.
What is that?
This is great. It's not just for what you did. It's hearing a wife speak that way about her husband. That's just awesome. You are a blessed man. We're all blessed men. Ken, do us a favor. Tell us a little bit about your history in the service, please.
I joined in 2005, basically right after I graduated from college, and I enlisted. And by the summer of 2006, I was on my first combat deployment, and it was very busy, I'll say that. And then came back, and again between 2007 and 2008 for my second deployment. So I got to spend Christmas in Iraq 1 year. That was a lot of fun. And then got out in 2009, and I've been working for the government as a civilian since then. So I'm still supporting the military folks, which is a good job. I enjoy it.
Ken, that does sound like a great job. Can you hold on through the break, please?
We'll
get back to you. All right, we're broadcasting live from Kern's Brothers Studio. We want everyone to stick around. Between the noon and 1 hour, we're going to continue this theme going and go talk to Joe Marth, who is also a veteran and a fireman from Foundation Solutions 360. That's between noon and 1 today. We're going to make this next segment of the Inside Outside Guys brought to you by our good friends at Rove Pest Control. Good morning and welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. Today, we are broadcasting live from Kearns Brothers Plymouth, and it was Kearns Brothers' choice to make this show all about honoring veterans. You just heard from Joe Noon, who received a no cost. Let's make sure it's no such thing as free, because it definitely costs you guys money, definitely costs Kearns and GAF, but not the recipient, the heroes that you guys get these rest to right now.
I still have the receipt from Mark. He gave me the zero total balance. Was quite lovely to see.
I still make him sign a contract,
too. Yeah, good for you.
Just because it's fun to write zero.
Yeah. And on the phone with us right now, we have Ken Hiltonen from South Lyon, who is the next recipient, veteran recipient. And Ken, we hate to cut you off, but it is radio. We had to go to break, and just let us know. We understand that when you got the news, you it took you a few days or a few weeks or maybe just now to believe that it was true.
Yeah, it's not a call most people expect to get, so just used to getting all the scam calls, but like I said, I confirmed everything with my wife. She had submitted it a while back, and I didn't tell me about it. And since she hadn't heard anything, she assumed we didn't win, so she didn't mention anything to me.
Well, let's talk to all those people who have submitted in the past, whether it was just recently or 2 years ago. Mark, talk to them about that real quick.
Yeah, so we keep everybody's name. And okay. So as the names come in, it lands in a giant Excel spreadsheet. And so it's a running list. The only people who can't win on that list are the folks that already have. So for Ken's situation, his wife actually nominated him a little over a year ago. So when I called him, I knew it was going to be another one of those ordeals where I have to convince him. So it's really hard to tell somebody that they might win a free roof
before they hang up on you.
Correct, yeah.
Right, okay.
So I start by saying, please, please, please don't hang up on me. I promise you I'm not a spam caller. You're in the runnings. I know this is going to get worse as I go, but...
Hold on. No, you're saying this different than you did over the break. Hey, come on. Tell them how you convince the caller that it's not a spam call.
You have to throw a bad word in there because they know that it's not going to be a telemarketer if you say a bad word. So I literally say, as they answer, I say, I promise I'm not blanking you. Please don't hang up on me. And that kind of sets the tone where they go, oh, this guy sounds like a roofer or something.
So for all the telemarketers out there, you just gave them a good strategy.
Yes, start deploying that.
It's start swearing at the people. Yeah.
Yes, and so I literally cussed them into getting a free roof.
That's awesome, and he still wasn't convinced till he just got this call. Hey, Ken, let us start by saying thank you so much for what you did for our country. Anyone listening has served our country from Chuck and I. I say it all the time. Chuck and I are just so thrilled. Even if we were a little fly on top of the wall over there, we were just so thrilled to be a little part of this, guys. And, Ken, thank you so much for what you did to our country. And I'll probably be meeting you when they install this. You guys going to let me come out and take a look?
Yeah, we'll let you out there. Come on.
On
bring
the
team, yeah.
If I can get past the gate, right?
Right, yes. I looked at his property this morning. He's got a pretty long driveway. He's got a nice little house there.
All right. All right. Ken, we'll talk to you soon. Once again, thank you so much for what you do for our country.
Thank you.
All right. God bless. God bless. Boy, Mike Kearns.
Yeah.
Describe your feeling.
Well, like you said, there's goosebumps. I mean, I knew this was going to be a great day, and it has not disappointed. It's been, you know, talked to a bunch of great people. People are doing good things for people who've given up so much. And we actually have a day that's a Memorial Day that we don't sometimes talk about, but those are for those who actually gave all.
Yeah.
And so today's a special day. We're gonna thank those guys. We're gonna thank those guys who survived and who are here with us. And really, this is how we get to live our lives, right? We're out there 24/7. There's people out defending us and taking care of business over there. So, what a great day!
What a great day
to give something back.
I'll just if I don't
Joe
if you don't mind, I'll just say for everybody listening out there, Kearns Brothers is real. It's a real legit company. These guys actually do care. Mike Kearns, Mark Kramer, they do care. They came out several times. Mark said we're pretty good friends now, I feel like, and
absolutely,
go golfing together. And if you get a call from Mark Kramer, don't hang up on him. this company is real, and Mike is a real caring and loving person. He does care.
That's awesome.
About his customers, and I appreciate everything they've given to me and the opportunities they've provided me, and I just can't thank them enough.
Joe, even though you got this at no cost, let's talk about the experience of getting the roof from Kearns Brothers. How did that go once they showed? Did they show up and tear it off and not show up for another couple weeks? Or
No, actually, it was great. Mark came out a couple times, checked it out, got the materials. My wife obviously picked it out because I don't know anything about
smart man. Smart man, yeah.
And he came out and got the measurements and the material list and came out, 2 weeks later maybe?
Yeah.
Had a crew of eight, maybe eight.
On and off in one day?
Yeah, one day. Probably 8 hours, maybe not even 8 hours. It was a great experience overall. And they actually came out. Somebody, one of the managers, said, hey, there's only three vents in this house. I think we need another one.
After the fact?
Yeah, it came back like a week later and said, hey, this might not be right. Let me check the
That's awesome. Did some math and...
Yeah, and it came out. I wasn't even home. It came out. My wife's like, hey, they came in and put another vent on.
Like, oh. And another thing, you have three children.
Yep.
Let's talk about the cleanup job, because we've all, anyone listening that's ever had a roof done by the wrong company is finding nails constantly around their property. I'm sure you had none of those issues.
There were no nails in feet, we'll say that. That was good. No, there was nothing. They came out with these big magnets, and they rolled it around, and couldn't even tell they were there other than the brand-new roof on the house.
That's something you guys always have to be aware of, whether they have children or not.
Yeah, it's a fear of ours. It's real. I mean, these are construction sites, so we got to do everything we can to protect your home. But even not just then, but after we're done, making sure nobody's going to step on those nails. So we do have practices in place, but Joe's roof was a blast. I mean, he had a whole feast going in the backyard. He had the smoker going.
Oh, yeah.
Ribs and queso.
Yeah, I couldn't stay for that.
Yeah, you guys bailed on me, but the workers ate it at least.
So. The queso was a little spicy.
Well, that's what I do. I like spicy. You know?
Not to mention, we have got the great
The cornhole boards, yeah. I couldn't let you guys do a free roof without giving you anything. That's not in me. You know, so I had to give you something. So made a couple cornhole boards for you, and turned out pretty nice.
When we get back from break, we're going to be speaking to Amy Viling from a organization called A Kid Again, something that you guys are involved with. And we'll be talking about Kearns Brothers also has some career opportunities available for people out there as well. We'll talk about that in the next two segments we have left right here at Kearns Brothers. In the meantime, if you're thinking about new windows, you want to trust the United States' largest window installer, Window World. 5-4 guys equals 888-654-4897. If you have any roofing questions, we have the experts here, Mark Kramer and Mike Kearns from Kearns Brothers. We're here with you for the next half an hour. Just spoke to a gentleman that you already gave a roof away. We spoke to a gentleman that you're giving a roof away. we would be we got to make sure we mention GAF, and they are also a partner of yours in this. Explain how that
absolutely
is.
Could not do this without the support of GAF. GAF is the largest shingle manufacturer in the world. And we really have such an amazing relationship with them, which, by the way, for anybody worried about a warranty, that helps.
Absolutely. Good point, buddy.
But
point.
Bigger picture, they assist us in making our difference in our community. And so 4 times a year, they donate the materials. There's never a question asked. It's, hey, can we do this? And every time the response is immediate. Absolutely. So could not do this without GAF. We have such an incredible amount of respect for that company and what they do and help us do.
And Brian Gallup is their rep here in Southeast Michigan. He's always at these giveaways, and what a great guy. He really represents that company phenomenally.
He has a passion for serving his community.
Yeah, he really does. Yeah. It comes out that way. It comes out that way. Okay, so you also have another passion.
Do you
not, Mark?
Yeah, I do. We so here,
like, you're not giving enough away. You want to give more.
Exactly.
More of your time.
Well, it goes back to the master, mentor, and then make a difference, right?
There you go.
So because we're kind of in that category, especially today of all days, I wanted to really talk about today a new organization that I've become a part of, as well as Kearns Brothers as a whole, and it's called A Kid Again. And essentially what A Kid Again is it's an organization that creates an experience for any kind of a family that's going through, any kind of life-threatening illness for their child. But it's not just for the child. It's for the entire family to be a part of. And so what we do is we don't call them events. We call them adventures because, let's face it, that's a way more exciting name than event. But we take families on adventures. And currently we have just over 1,000 children or families. And so it's not just the child, though. It's the siblings. It's the parents. It's an event for the whole family, because the difficulty with child illness and disease is that it doesn't just affect that child. It affects the siblings. It affects the parents. It affects the income. It affects their spending. Their budget for vacation goes out the window.
It's not an area of their lives it doesn't affect.
Exactly. And when you think of these children, and what's more innocent than a child? But when you think of them, they spend a lot of their time in hospitals and treatment centers and testing. And that's devastating. You know, at what point in time do you get to be a kid? And so what A Kid Again does is it helps them be exactly that, a kid again.
What a great name. Why don't you introduce our guest for us on right now?
So our executive director for Michigan is an amazing person who's really dedicated her life to doing stuff for her community. Amy Vining is on the horn with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Mark. Hi, how are you?
We're fantastic. It's been a phenomenal day. I knew it. Every time I come to Kearns Brothers, it's going to be a great day. And you're going to make it better. Tell people a little bit about your organization, A Kid Again.
Yeah, so A Kid Again is a national organization that started in Ohio about 26 years ago. And the Michigan chapter started December of 2021. When I came on board, we had about 680 children that were enrolled, and we're now, as Mark said, over 1,000.
That's in just the state of Michigan?
Just in the state of Michigan. So, A Kid Again, the Michigan chapter serves the entire state.
How can our listeners help?
Oh, there's a couple different ways of, of course, we're a nonprofit. Anything we do to fund our adventures, financial donations are always always very much needed. Volunteerism. So we use a lot of our corporate volunteers to come to our adventures and help us with registration. And we just had an event in Grand Rapids on Tuesday. It was a birthday bash for our kids and our families. And our volunteers handed out birthday presents, and they were able to, mingle with our families while they were there and celebrating their birthday at the West Michigan Whitecaps game.
Mark, you had mentioned that there is a deficit from last year, and you want to try to help take care of that.
There is. So with any new foundation, and especially at the rate that, Amy and A Kid Again gives back, it costs a lot of money. And the only way to combat that, because let's face it, as an organization who creates experiences for children to break the cycle of monotony of doctor's visits, that it takes a lot of money. That's something that we want to make sure that no kid has to be turned away. And so funding is humongous. I mean, we've got a great team inside that creates these events, and they're amazing, amazing ladies that are really setting this thing up, and our board of advisors is outstanding. But we can't do what we want to do without the funding, and that funding goes to the kids. And so one of the things is, as a new partner with this organization, is I said, well, how can we get some funding out there? And I proposed that everybody volunteer some cash to ruin my day. And that's weird. Yeah, right? but what does that mean? So I'm running my own personal charity run, if you will, under a kid again.
Okay, how far can you run, really?
Not very far, but I'm hoping to run up $40,000 because that is our actual deficit for the year. And so I've made a commitment that if we can get to that, and actually I'd like to throw a curveball at you, Ken.
A curveball?
A little bit of a curveball. You might even consider it a knuckleball.
from a knucklehead, is that what you're saying?
From a knucklehead, yes. And I hate to put you on the spot, but what I've done is, because there's a $40,000 deficit, I've said, as a attendee at Ohio State University, a true Buckeye is who I am.
The Ohio State University.
Yeah. So I went to Ohio State, and so to say that that's a part of my DNA would be very subtle. But
sorry.
I've made a commitment. So I've made a commitment that if we can get to this $40,000, and you go to akidagain.org/Kearns to read this, but what I've committed to is that if we can get to that $40,000, this Buckeye right here will wear one of those, I hesitate to say this, but I will wear a Michigan jersey during the Ohio State Michigan game day. This will be a first for me, by the way, as you can expect.
Well, the fact that you're saying Michigan and not that team up north, that says something.
Well, I live here now, so it's the team right east of me or west of me. So, but I've pledged to wear one of those Michigan jerseys, and so what I was going to say is maybe Ken, if we can get to that number, I think you'd look good in scarlet and gray.
You know what? I'll make a better deal. I will wear a vest of poison ivy instead of that scarlet and gray.
So okay? You're in. I think he's in.
I'm in. Amy Vining, I'm sorry to have a ton of time for you. We really appreciate you calling and all you do for those children. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you so much.
We're going to talk about Kearns Brothers. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much. We're going to talk about Kearns Brothers when we get back from break and more of what Kearns Brothers does. This next segment of the Inside Outside Guys is brought to you by C&C Heating and Air Conditioning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guy. Today, this anniversary of 9/11 is a day of remembrance, a day of honoring, and for Kearns Brothers, a day of giving back, and they have given back. And before we went to break, I got one of the scariest challenges of my life. So say that again, buddy. What do you want me to do?
Well, I think it would only be reasonable if we were to say if we hit that kid again goal.
40,000?
40,000, that if I'm going to look like a fool, it only makes sense to make you look gorgeous and put you in a nice, lovely scarlet and gray. So we just really switch teams for the day.
I got a better idea. How about if we reach it, I don't have to wear a scarlet and gray?
Oh,
scarlet
okay. and gray. All right. So you want to be saved. I'm asking everybody to ruin my game.
No, we'll do the same thing. Yeah, we will. If we can reach that 40, and trust me, I'm going to be asking on these shows a lot over the before now and that the Michigan game that people donate. What a unbelievably phenomenal organization, once it again, is. For the kids. How can you say no? And, yeah, so if we hit that 40,000, the Mark Kramer, a diehard Buckeye fan, is going to wear maize and blue, and me, a diehard Wolverine fan, is going to wear scarlet and gray.
Switch the page up, Amy. He's in.
Deal.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, let's talk about this wonderful company. We spent this whole show talking about you guys giving back. Let's talk about why the people listening want to get their new roof from Kearns Brothers warranty. Mm-hmm. What is it?
So we issue every single roof. We put a 50-year non-prorated warranty on. If you have a residential home and we replace your entire roofing system.
Non-prorated, because that's always, Mike Kearns, that's always been the scary word, right, when you're talking roof warranties?
Right. The fine print. That's what everybody really has to be worried about. We take care of that by eliminating the fine print.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's it. When you read it, that's it. That's what we do.
So it's not going to be, 49-year, they get a couple of shingles. If it's bad, they get a new roof.
Well, that's important, too, that you bring that up, because a lot of roofing warranties will only cover the component that's damaged.
There you go.
So for us, it covers everything. It covers the removal, the disposal, the actual underlayments, the labor, everything. Whereas a lot of them just cover the shingle. That's it.
And you mentioned earlier GAF, and that's another reason why people shouldn't worry, because if it does, here's the thing, GAF knows you put it on right, so they know if it fails, it's their responsibility at that point.
Correct. And they never question. If we have an issue, our relationship with them is so built on a foundation of trust and respect that we're not going to come to them with an illegitimate concern.
Yeah, and they never question because your roofs never fail.
Correct. It's really rare.
Well,
that's
really what it gets down to, right?
Right.
How hard do we have to work to make sure that doesn't happen? Because the reality is we could never afford to do a lot of those, right?
Right.
So we put the money into making sure it's done right the first time, partner up with somebody like GAF to make sure they're in there with us. So combined, we can do this. This is what we do. And sometimes people would say to you, it's like, well, the other quote I got, the guy said it was 5 years. That doesn't seem like enough, does it?
That's not going to work.
They definitely have no certifications. If someone is certified like they should be, like Kearns Brothers, they can offer that 50-year warranty.
They can. Sometimes they will. But this is what we do every day.
Guys, I mean, the proof's in the pudding. That's the bottom line. You guys are, how long have you been in business and how many roofs have you put in?
36
How many times
years.
Could you circle
yeah,
the globe?
Remember I told that story about I put down enough shingles I could build a highway from here to Hawaii and back. But I'm not sure if I got to Hawaii, I'd ever come back.
Yeah, right.
Just do laps around the island.
Let's talk about storm season, because it is September, but these next few months is when the storms are going to start.
We're
hitting,
here.
Right? What should people be looking out for?
We're here. We're in the heat of the storm season. If we look historically at a lot of the hail damage and the extreme wind damage, it happens in that August, September, all the way up until about mid-November range. And so you've probably seen it. We had some pretty crazy winds a couple weeks back. We actually even had a tornado touchdown in Howell. But if you're seeing that kind of stuff, if you see ice on the ground, if you're seeing winds where it's bending the trees sideways, regardless if you have immediate visual damage, it's not a bad idea to have it inspected just to be certain. A lot of this stuff you can't see from ground level, and that's where we send our trained inspectors up there to do that for you.
And this is what people have said is so important. You said earlier, you're not going to see the fine stuff, the little things, the crack in the flashings with a pair of binoculars, and you don't want to go up to Mike, same age. When we were his age, we'd jump up there, hop up top, take a look at it, jump back down, no problem. Now, so much.
Well, now not even close. And the reality is, even when we were younger guys, I mean, it's not what you do every day, right? It's somebody does. You go to work and you're good at what you do every day. You come over to what we do, you're not good at it. It's not what you do well. I couldn't go do what you do. Don't try to be a superhero and climb your roof on the weekend, because the results could be devastating. So let us do what we do best.
Absolutely. That's great advice. Absolutely great advice. Someone calls you right now. How soon could you get out?
We could get out there within the next 3 to 4 days.
3 to 4 days? Yeah. For the estimate?
For the estimate, yes.
And then when are we talking? If I want the wildest color you guys have, can you get it for me now?
Depending. So there are still some colors that are not in production quite yet. But for the most part, the colors that people want, we're able to, and this is kind of where I'll let a little industry trade secret out. We found that if you're able to put a roof on in 2 to 3 weeks as opposed to 2 to 3 months, it makes a homeowner very happy. Very happy. So we've maintained that since the beginning of this year.
And you're just figuring that out.
Well, we kind of had an idea, but we've actually tested it, and now it's no longer a theory.
It's proven. Right? Yeah, got you there. Once again, let's talk about the inside-outside guys. You guys, we get so many good emails, and we always ask people when they use one of our team partners to give us feedback, and we've got nothing, and I mean nothing but positive, what Joe said here a minute ago when it comes to you guys. Because you guys can do the best job in the world, but if you leave a mess, you're in trouble. People aren't going to be happy.
Nope, that's what people know more than the roof itself, quite frankly. They know about the cleanup, right? Yeah. And they know about the way they've been treated, and they can see the care and the concern. And then they know that they're in good hands.
One last thing, gutters. Big part of the roofing system. Big part of the home system, getting the water away from the foundation. You guys can also help people with that as well, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if it's on the exterior of your home in regards to roofing and gutters, we're the trusted local authority in that. And so we can assist in making sure that your guttering system is adequate for the roof style that you've got. If it's old and it's not doing what it needs to do, it may be time to change it up, but we can come out and evaluate that for you and really give you a good idea and a good solution to some of these needs that you may have.
So Boy, we're almost out of time. I got so many questions I still want to ask. If there's a storm, we get people all the time saying, my home got hit by lightning, my home got hit by hail. Is there a place people can check to see if they had it in the area? Because we've heard people say it got hit by lightning, and then they'll go to a website, or their insurance will go to a website and say, hold it, your area has not been hit by lightning in so long.
Yeah, so there is places you can check. The bad news for a homeowner is that they require subscriptions. But the good news for a homeowner is we have those subscriptions.
Oh, really?
So you can give us a call, and if you think you're at risk, or if you think you had hail, or you're seeing some of your neighbors get their roofs replaced, call us. We'll give you all the data. We'll make sure that you're in the right area, you've got the right damage for it. But also, keep in mind, insurance companies, as much as we want to believe that they're going to do what's best for us, they can be tumultuous. It can be a difficult process. We understand that process, and we can really assist in making sure that the damages on your home are being adequately taken care of, as opposed to just having a small, unnecessary, unreasonable repair attempt to save a carrier money.
You know what? We always say insurance is a die-to-win product. You have to have an issue to get it out there. And you guys, if I'm a homeowner, I want you guys running that ball. Because you guys know every question to ask. You know every question they're going to ask. Because how many times have you done this?
I don't even want to begin to guess. But it's so true. I mean, don't try to go at this alone. The industry is ever-changing. There's a lot of bad apples on both sides of the insurance restoration world, roofers and adjusters and carriers alike. And so you need somebody who really knows what's going on. You need somebody who understands the process. And that's where we really thrive, is those difficult situations where you know for a fact that your roof can't sustain any more damage. It's beyond its means. It needs to be replaced, but the carrier is saying no. That may be a situation where we can come out and do some documentation and really determine what the proper scope of repair could be on that.
Now, everything you just described, I'm a homeowner. Mm-hmm. I need that. I just can't afford it.
Well, that's
and I'm not military. I can't afford that. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about some financing options, please.
We do offer financing, yeah. So a lot of our homeowners, especially with the cost of a roof lately, my goodness, you can buy a nice car.
How often are you getting letters for increases?
There was a period of time where I think we went 4 months in a row.
Price increases.
Every single beginning of every month was a price increase. So financing is necessary in our industry. These projects can be upwards of $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 or even more. And so to have that as an option where you don't have to go to a bank and sit down with them for 6 hours, we can do it at your kitchen table. We can take care of that for you. And it's really amazing financing options as well. So if you're interested in that aspect and you don't have the money, which most people don't, not everybody is sitting on $30,000 in case the roof goes bad.
Right.
So if that's the route you need to take, by all means, give us a shot. We'll walk you through that.
Mike Kearns, you're a rock star because you built a monster. And you're turning it over to such quality. I don't know if turning it over is right, because you're going to be around for a long time. But turn up such a quality individual here. And you built, that's your name on the truck. How many times a day do you have to pinch yourself?
I was just telling Mark earlier today the accolades that I've been able to receive because of the good job I've done of passing this along. And that meant everything to me, because the reality is it is my baby, and it's always been, but it won't be forever. And so moving it along to the right people with the right integrity and the right values, and they're pretty damn good roofers too.
You know what? You guys are great people. Bottom awesome. Line, you're great human beings. And thanks for all you guys do for our listeners and everyone in Southeast Michigan, okay?
You guys
rock.
And don't forget to go to akidagain.org/Kearns.
Oh, don't worry. I'll be – yeah, we'll get that going. Akidagain.org/Kearns, because I really want to wear scarlet.
You'd look so good in it. Very slimming color.
Thank you very much. Greatly appreciate it. Everyone, stick around. Chuck and I are going to be heading over to Foundation Solutions 360 with Joe Marth, who is a veteran and a firefighter. In the meantime, this next segment of the Inside Outside Guys is brought to you by Clarkston Window and Door.